Let's open our Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. Here we see increasing opposition to the rebuilding of the wall around Jerusalem. Nehemiah 4, 7 through 9. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Okay, a few background notes for this portion of Nehemiah. In verse 6, we saw that Nehemiah and the people of Judah had built the wall to half its height. The wall was half up, half completed. Remember, this was the wall of Jerusalem that Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians had destroyed back in 586 BC. Now, it's about 140 years later, and the Jews are rebuilding the wall under the godly and dynamic leadership of Nehemiah. The rebuilding is going on under the auspices of the Persian Empire, which is in power at this time. Remember, this is the 5th century BC. In fact, Nehemiah has been appointed governor of the Persian province of Judah by Artaxerxes I, the Persian ruler. However, the surrounding Persian provinces do not want the province of Judah to be a strong province. This would mean that all kinds of advantages would shift toward Jerusalem. Commercial profits would be just one advantage, for example. And so the opposition to the rebuilding of the wall around Jerusalem is beginning to increase. In chapter 2 and verse 10, we saw that the enemy was not pleased with the fact that Nehemiah had returned to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then we saw in chapter 2 and verse 19, as well as at the beginning of this chapter, chapter 4, that the enemy was angry and they had begun to mock and ridicule the Jews. But the building of the wall went forward in spite of these early stages of opposition. And now it is halfway completed. Now the enemy, as we see, is really angry and increases the opposition. They go further than ridicule. We see that they conspire to attack Jerusalem and cause confusion. Look there again at verse 8. All of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. They wanted to stir up trouble, whatever it would take to hinder the work and stop the wall building. Notice now that the enemy has gained some reinforcements, the Ashdodites that we read of it here in verse 7. We've already read about Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabs, but now we see a fourth enemy force, the Ashdodites. Ashdod was one of the Philistine cities along the coast of the Mediterranean, where the Gaza Strip is today. Under the Persian Empire, Ashdod became the district capital of the Persian province named Ashdod. So notice now that the enemy opposition is coming from all directions. Sanballat and the Samaritans would be coming from the north. Tobiah and the Ammonites would be coming from the east. The Arabs would be coming from the south, and now the Ashdodites would be coming in from the west. The enemy is trying to close in and attack Jerusalem. So what is the reaction of Nehemiah and the Jews? Well, they do three things. One, they pray. Two, they set a watch. And three, you guessed it, they continue to build. So that brings us to our doctrinal points. What is God teaching us from these verses in Nehemiah? Doctrinal point number one. Satan's tactics are the same in every age. Satan's tactics are the same in every age. We've already mentioned that every tactic of the enemy that we see in the book of Nehemiah illustrates a tactic of Satan, the enemy of our souls. As opposition continued to increase against Nehemiah and the Jews who were building the wall, so opposition will continue to increase as spiritual walls are built today. First will come ridicule and scorn, as we see it here, but it won't be long before there will be open threats. Let's take an illustration here. Take the theory of evolution. I'm convinced that the theory of evolution is satanic at its roots. I mean, you look around at all the evidence that we have for God's created world, And all of it's reinterpreted to take God out of the picture. It all started with a big bang, and through time and chance and natural processes, we have the universe, the earth, and the life forms that we know today. That's your present theory of evolution, simply stated. Now, in the early days of the creationist movement, the unbelieving world, which held to the theory of evolution, they weren't worried about creationists. Creationists were mocked and ridiculed and laughed at and thought naive and ignorant and no threat. But now things are different. As creationists have continued to build and present a solid case for creation and made inroads into the school systems and put out documentaries and videos and books and rebuilt what looked like a ruined wall, now the enemy has increased the opposition. The form of opposition is now more than ridicule and scorn. It's open conspiracy. There is legal action taken against teachers and school boards and creation teaching institutions. Just an illustration of what we see here in Nehemiah. The opposition begins low-key, scorn, ridicule, laughter. But as the wall building goes on, opposition increases in the same way. Creationists laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, but now that creationists have made inroads and begun to build a pretty solid wall, we can see the opposition increasing. You could use other illustrations. Any church or ministry that has weathered the storm of ridicule and scorn, watch out for legal action. Somewhere along the line, the opposition will increase and there will be even open threats, legal actions taken against that church, that ministry. Don't for a minute think that this is just by chance. This is satanic strategy, and it's seen right here in Nehemiah. This is God's word teaching us that Satan's tactics are the same in every age. All right, doctrinal point number two. Prayer and precaution go together. Prayer and precaution go together. What do we see Nehemiah doing in the face of this opposition? Well, he continued to build, and he prayed, but he also set a watch. After all, he's surrounded on all four sides now. So he sets a watch. Notice, he did not just pray. Just to pray in a situation like this would have been to presume upon God. God expected Nehemiah to do something as well as pray. Prayer is not a substitute for action. Prayer and actions go together. So the watch that Nehemiah sets up here, in addition to praying, is not evidence of a lack of trust or evidence of a small faith. No, it's using all the means that God has given us to fight the enemy. The Bible teaches that prayer and precaution go together. So once again, Nehemiah continued to build. He prayed, but he also set a watch. That was not a cop-out. It's not that he didn't have enough faith in the Lord and just prayed. No, God expects prayer and precaution to go together. And so that really then does bring us to practical application. We have two practical applications, and they come right out. They fall right out of our doctrinal points. So practical application number one, be prepared for increased opposition. Be prepared for increased opposition. As we build our spiritual walls, we need to be prepared for increased opposition. Now, I know a number of you here tonight are beyond the ridicule stage. Well, hang tough. Don't quit. The opposition will increase. Don't quit, even though this opposition will take greater intensity. Be prepared for increased opposition. Now, some Christians might say at this point, well, why continue? If the opposition is going to increase the more we build our spiritual walls, well, let's taper off. Let's take it easy. Why face the opposition? Well, believe it or not, some Christians have followed that policy and have been a washout in their faith. They've played right into the hands of the enemy. Now, do you want to be a failure? A test of your character is what it will take to stop you. You ever hear that before? One more time. A test of your character is what it will take to stop you. As you stand and fight in the face of increased opposition, you're strengthened and God is glorified. So it really does pay to hang in there, hang tough, be prepared for increased opposition. And when it comes, don't quit. Stand fast. Stand true. You'll be strengthened. God will be glorified. Practical application number two. Make sure you watch as well as pray. Make sure you watch as well as pray. Both are important. We've got to do both. Watch and pray. When Nehemiah prayed back in verse 4, it looks like that was a public prayer. Verse 4, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised," and so forth. Looks like Nehemiah was praying there publicly. Now, here in verse 9, everybody's praying. They are setting a watch and everybody is praying. There in verse 9, we prayed. We all need to pray more. You've heard the expression, Satan flees when he sees the weakest Christian on his knees. Prayer is very important. But we also need to set a watch. We need to watch as well as pray. 1 Peter 5:8 says that Satan is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. There are areas in our spiritual walls that Satan would love to attack. He knows where we're vulnerable. Maybe it's the area of money. Maybe it's the area of sex. He knows where we're vulnerable, and he's going to see if he can get a foot in the door. So we need to watch as well as pray. You know, I remember a number of years ago, a young woman called me and asked if I would come and give her some Christian counseling. Well, I was just about to agree when she said she wanted to meet for counseling in a very unique place. It was kind of like an open field somewhere. It was kind of a lonely place. Well, that didn't sound right. And so I said, well, no, why don't you come over to the house? My wife, Margie, is here. Maybe she has some insight that she could give also. No, I'd like to meet in this particular place. Well, I said I'd get back to her. And after talking with Margie about it and giving it some prayer, I decided this certainly was not the right way to go. So called her back and said, hey, come on over. More than willing to give some counsel here, but I just don't feel it's right to meet in this open field. Well, she didn't come. Well, I don't know what was in the back of her mind, but I do know this. You got to be extremely careful. You need to watch. Notice there in verse 9, it says they set a watch against them night and day, day and night. It's so important that we not only pray, but we watch as well. Make sure you set a watch as well as pray.